But let's talk about adjuvant therapy and also therapy of locally advanced disease that Heather was going to review a little tiny bit of the data on in a second. But first, talk about a case. And you spoke with Dr. Dennis Lowenthal from New Jersey, who's got a real interest in lung cancer. And he presented a bunch of really great cases we're going to try to talk about in this module. But one that I thought was a very practical question was simply a 70-year-old man who had had a adenocarcinoma removed, 5.3 centimeters, so it was over the magic 4-centimeter range, node negative. The patient was eligible for your study, Heather, ECOG 1505, cis doublet with and without bevacizumab. And the question he had was, is it appropriate to put a patient like this on the trial, which he actually did, as a matter of fact. But we want to see what first what the audience had to say about it. And so first of all, we just set up and we said to them, okay, you have this case. What would you likely be thinking about to treat this patient? So let's see what the audience says, and maybe Corey, you can respond to their thoughts. So it looks like a little bit of heterogeneity in what people do in a situation like this. Actually, 22% of the audience wouldn't even use systemic therapy, which is kind of interesting, age 70. Looks like the treaters, most of them would use cis in a 70-year-old man. Quite a few would use carbo and pemetrexed, or you know, maybe one in six. I'll just say, Corey, in general, for a healthy 70-year-old man, outside a trial setting, what would be the likely doublet or treatment you would use?
I would use cisplatin and pemetrexed, as long as they didn't have any contraindications to the cisplatin. So I agree with the 17% who chose that. And I guess if you tally it up, about 50% would use a cisplatin combination here in a healthy individual, and those who would elect to use cis, this patient would be a candidate for the 1505 trial that Heather will be talking about. If they've got comorbidities, obviously if they have renal dysfunction or hearing loss, I would use carboplatin. Now we could argue we don't have validated prospective phase 3 data for carbo in the adjuvant setting, but it's a practical solution.